Time and Relative Perspectives in Space, Fandom, Doctor Who, and Supernatural. Written by Morag McPherson. Performed by
Cantorina is Sam Winchester.
Weimar 27 as Dean Winchester.
Nickel Mountain as the 10th Doctor.
Summary: Tall Tales, 4 years later, with an unearthly twist.
Are you seeing?
Yeah, Sammy, I see it. Hello there, little blue stick thing.
Is it scanning us?
Sounds like a vibrator.
Dude, vibrators do not come with blue nightlights attached.
Sam, if you can think of it, someone's made a vibrator that looks like it.
Ahoy there, you naughty, naughty trespassers.
Who the hell are...
I'm the Doctor. And you are?
Doctor Who.
No who, just the Doctor.
Heh, well, bones. I'm James T. Kirk, and this here is Spock.
Ha. Seeing as this isn't the Starship Enterprise, would you care to try again?
He can do that for hours, Doctor. I'm Sam, and he's my brother Dean, and...
Right. And I suppose your last name is Winchester. Third time's the charm.
Actually, yeah, it is.
Oh. Really? That's just brilliant. The Winchester brother is aboard an impossible half-dead TARDIS. Ha! Honestly, it's an honor to meet you, but we don't have a lot of time for introductions, I'm afraid. And please do put your guns away. I don't like them, and I've just activated the temporal grace subroutine, so they won't work. Now, watch my hand. Bet even you two haven't seen this one before.
Hey, he got the door open. Whoa, shit.
What kind of freak are you? Angel? Demon? Monster?
But that's your sleeve. How is your hand coming out of the door over there?
None of the above, Dean. And Sam, the reason my hand went into the doors of one TARDIS and came out through the doors of the other is because you two, of all people, somehow managed to activate a distress call that pulled my TARDIS inside of this one. And now we're all caught in a recursive loop, which, needless to say, is a spot of trouble.
Did you understand a single word of what he said?
No, but he sort of looks kind of like he knows what he's doing.
Oh, this is a right beauty, this girl you found. Bellissima. Very posh, very modern. A type 89, if I'm not mistaken. Though I've always been a fan of the classics myself. And I think I might know who her driver was. Which could be very, very bad indeed. Have to check it out.
Fucking crazy as what?
I don't mean to be rude, Doctor, but could you tell us who you are and how you know who we are?
Not at the moment, no. Oh, come on. Ah, Romana. Brilliant improviser when she had to be. Clever little emergency protocol, using the very structure of this TARDIS as a void transducer. But it's overloading because...
TARDIS, you keep saying that. What's a TARDIS?
Time machine, bigger on the inside. You're standing in one, and I just stepped out of one. Anyway, from the looks of things, even in the middle of the Time War, Romana never quite stopped her missions to E-Space. Must have put the ship on a countdown. Oh, never mind, not important right now. What is important is that her TARDIS brought quite a bit of void stuff. And, oh, entropic fermions, those are nasty buggers. Back with it along for the ride.
E-Space? Void stuff? Entropic fermions? None of these things came up in any of my physics lectures.
Okay, crazy cakes. Now we know you're making at least half of that up.
Not making it up. All of those are very dangerous, blow a hole in the universe kind of things. Especially if they're all in one place. Not to mention that none of her diagnostics are functioning. I've never actually operated a Type 89 before. And thanks to the recursive loop, I can't get back to my control room. What in the world did you cowboys do in here?
We didn't do anything. We were just trying to find our way out of this thing. Doors locked behind us as soon as we set foot inside.
You must have done something. The distress call I received didn't send itself. You, Dean Winchester. Oh, you're very good with machines, but you never cope very well with being trapped. And you, Sam. So very clever and always so curious, wanting to push the boundaries, poking at things you really ought not to. Plenty of buttons and levers in here, aren't there?
How the hell do you know all of this about us?
I'm a time traveler with none to spare at the moment. Let me be very blunt with you. We have approximately 30 minutes before the combination of recursion and entropy results in a complete collapse of both TARDIS matrices.
Which means?
Oh, every molecule of matter in this galaxy simultaneously exploding at the speed of light. And that's just for starters.
How can we help?
First, don't touch anything else. I'm the only being in the universe who can fix this, but in order to do that and not accidentally wipe out a quarter of the universe in the process, I need to know exactly what you two have done since you've been in here. How long have you been in here?
Almost 8 hours.
5 hours and 46 minutes.
It's been a while. And this place is big, but it isn't big enough.
How'd you get in here in the first place? How'd you find this ship?
On a short bus of Jericho, Vermont.
Was that?
We thought it was a haunted, abandoned school bus.
Stupid case to be working when we've got the mother of all monsters gunning for us.
Sam, how are your sleeping habits lately?
Fine. Wait.
I'm a time traveler. I know things. I'm also a little bit telepathic. But that's not going to work on you right now, is it? Can't risk reading your mind, not in your state.
If it will save the universe, you could. As long as you stick to the last couple of hours, understand?
I appreciate you trying to spare your brother, Dean. But before you get yourself all worked up, tell me, did you two separate at all once you got here?
A couple of times. A few minutes of cooling off here and there.
Then don't worry about me rummaging through your brain. I'd have to compare your stories anyway. May as well hear them at the same time. Sum up as best you can, but be thorough, please. Fate of the universe and all.
Right. Usually just the world. No pressure at all.
Dean.
Whatever. We drove out to this random muddy field, all misty and shit, so we can case the school bus. Get a better idea of what we're up against, if anything.
Locals say there are unexplained lights in the windows at night.
Do the lights actually, you know, do anything to people?
No, but my research says this is a 1960s era bus, and no one around here can remember it being here before 2010.
2010? As in, right when the Civil War upstairs kicked off?
That's right.
So, we might be walking into an angelic death machine. Awesome.
There's something weird going on here either way. Did I tell you that the city's broken 3 tow trucks trying to move it, and no one's been able to open the doors? Couldn't cut into it either. Blowtorches didn't even scratch the paint. But we gotta try, right? I'm not feeling any give here. Wanna lend a hand?
Nah. Think I'll give the back door a try first. Huh. Easy enough. And that's one mystery debunked. Kinda dark in here.
Well, somebody must have tried it before. I don't... Hey, Dean, you need to be more careful. Wait up! And I was right, wasn't I?
Fine, yeah. As soon as we got in, the door slammed shut behind us.
Yes. The ship had just enough power to the exterior sensors to identify you as time travelers, but she couldn't get a complete scan until you entered the console room. By the time she realized the mistake, it was too late. All of Romana's clever, fragile subroutines and emergency protocols collapsed, so the TARDIS locked down. She burnt off half her rooms to get the range and power to find me.
How could a ship tell that we've traveled in time?
What do you mean, we're mistakes?
Time travel leaves its marks on you. Not the sort of thing that can be cleared up with a quick shot at the free clinic. And who would know the signs better than a time machine? The ship was waiting for someone who could drive her, perform the manual overrides she needed to reset her systems. Poor thing, it was pure rotten luck she let in the wrong sort of time traveler.
What's the right sort?
Me. But never mind. What'd you do next?
It was pitch black and we were trapped. So first we tried to get the door back open.
Stand back, Sam.
I really don't think you should.
Whoops.
Told you. Hey, shit. Dean, check this out.
This is... what the hell?
It's bigger on the inside, just like the green room Zachariah set up. The heavenly weapon theory gets another point.
Ha! This is a really, really special short bus. Maybe for the cherubim. They're the kind of special ed angels.
And now that you've gotten that out of your system, I think there's some kind of control panel up on that platform. Let me see if I can find the lights.
No way. Look at all the gears on this rig. This is my kind of tech, not yours.
You've got to be kidding. Hey, stop! Jean, don't push any- Ow!
Bitch, you're the one who decided to go a slap happy. You got what you deserved.
Hold up, I think I've missed something.
Sam slapped my ear, so I knocked his pansy ass down. That's all normal, but this time, Sam's ass landed on this panel here.
And then?
The lights turned sort of half on, more yellow than orange at first. And that weird groaning noise started showing up.
Sam, you wouldn't be able to give me a little more detail on the, landing, would you?
I'm pretty sure I felt at least 5 buttons click down. This row or the lower one. But I know for certain that this lever's what took out my tailbone.
That fits. Tell me more.
We didn't know what we'd done. But we realized we had no idea how to work this thing, and now we had some light. So we decided to search the place, see if we could find the source of the groans, another way out of the place, or...
What we found first was ice for Sammy's butthurt.
These chairs hurt even more with ice. I think you broke my tailbone, jerk.
Christ, when did you turn into the fucking princess on the pea? Let the ice do its job. Never seen writing like this before.
Me either. Are you really looking for food in here? How are you sure it's even a kitchen?
Yes, I'm looking for food. Because who knows how long we'll be stuck on the short bus. There's ice in the freezer, water on tap, a little camp stove, and glasses and plates all around. Sounds like a kitchen to me.
Also sounds like a laboratory. If I were you, I'd assume everything's a science experiment unless there's compelling evidence otherwise.
Huh. Whatever you say, sore ass. Ooh, intercom. Hello? Anyone there? Damn.
Can we please get a move on now?
Hold your horses, princess. Give me a second. Ha! Little read out there is asking me to state my menu choice. I'll take a double bacon cheeseburger and a Coke. Well, gotta stay on our toes here, but look at this beauty. Told you this was a kitchen. What do you want? Bet this thing whips up me mean salad shaker.
Just get me out of here. I think we can leave out the details of the smorgasbord.
Hey, you never know. Could be important.
Well, after the burger,
2 chili cheese dogs, a Sam Adams, a small broccoli casserole, onion rings, fried mozzarella sticks, another Sam Adams, 2 coffees.
Which were terrible, by the way.
Then why'd you drink 3? A hot apple pie with vanilla ice cream, another coffee, and 6 failed attempts to order more beer. You got cut off by a time machine.
I hate to be on this side of the question, but are you bigger on the inside?
I work it off on the job.
I do the same work on half the calories.
Hey, I get it. Every time we bring up your anorexia, you just go deeper into denial.
After Dean's snack, we tried following the groan through the halls.
It led us to some kind of giant Salvation Army warehouse gone horribly wrong. Lots of frilly chick stuff to hide under. Took us an hour to search the place. It might have taken less time if Sammy hadn't gotten distracted every 5 minutes.
Ooh, Paisley! I never said that.
At least twice. Those exact words, swear to God.
Whatever, man. At least I wasn't the one stuffing silky panties into my jacket pockets.
You do have a bit of red lace sticking out there, Dean.
Lisa likes... Never mind. We didn't press any buttons or find anything of interest in there, so let's get on with it already.
I'm curious as to which one of you tried on Romana's perfume, but we'll have to save that question for later. Allons-y, mes amis travestis nouvelles.
Nice.
Right. Continuing in the same direction down the corridors, we found the garden. It was boring. We left. Next door was a bedroom.
Romana's garden was boring? I find that hard to believe. Last I saw her, she'd assured me that her prized collection of sentient and carnivorous plants not only thrived, but that she'd left it in a completely secure location.
They're awfully friendly for carnivores. One of them got real attached to Dean.
You agreed we wouldn't talk about the vines?
At least acknowledge that I saved your ass in there.
Sam macheted the thing with the vines to death, which I appreciate, but we're never discussing again. Because I will break the jaw of anyone who mentions it, starting now. Also, your girlfriend must be one kinky bitch, and if you're into that too, you're a sick bastard.
Ah, I see. Let us not speak of it again, unless anything else important happened in there.
That thing had the drop on me in 10 steps in, and it wasn't like I was going to stick around after.
I can confirm that. He was having trouble walking. Because he was so lightheaded. You know, and he pretty much used me as a crutch until we reached the master bedroom. Then he disappeared into the bathroom.
Which we're also not discussing. Sorry about the mess, though.
Yeah, and that's the only bathroom we've found. About 20 minutes later, he stumbled out there and onto her giant blue bed. I searched the place while he recovered. But all of the books were in that strange alphabet, so I couldn't read anything. Fortunately, she had a collection of weird Rubik's Cubes.
You're certain they were Rubik's Cubes?
Yeah. I mean, I solved a couple of them.
Really? How much time did it take you?
About 2.5 hours.
And you solved 2 of the boxes?
3, actually. He solved the last one a little after I woke up.
I like puzzles.
He's good with puzzles.
Sam, you're either brilliant or psychotic, or maybe both, but that's just... a human solving 3 Rassilon keys in 2 hours. Fantastic. Bellissimo. Bravo. Can I give you a hug?
No.
Ah, come on over here, you big lug. Everything's better with hugs. Except for Romana's garden.
What'd you just say?
Nothing.
That's what I thought. If the love fest is over... After the bedroom, we tried to find a kitchen or bathroom for Sam, but none of the doors opened until we wound up back here, which doesn't make any sense.
It does, but only if you can think in 12 dimensions of space-time.
12 dimensions?
Dimensions?
You'll have to take my word for it. Your brains are hardwired to 4. Even six would cause a psychotic break. And don't you go telling the string theorists just yet. It's a useful thought experiment.
Right. Anyway, you showed up about 5 minutes after we came back, and I think we've told you everything.
Maybe too much. So, can you fix it?
Yes, I think I have it now. And it's a lucky thing, too. That's the sound of time running out. Just give me one moment. There we go. All better.
That's it?
You pressed, like, 3 buttons.
Yes, well, the order of the buttons was very important. There's a lot of things I didn't do that would have been very bad indeed. It's a very serious and precise maneuver I just did there, believe me.
Define serious and precise.
Press the buttons in the wrong order, we could have lost Portugal.
Portugal?
Yep, could have wiped Portugal clear off the map. That or Benin, these things are quite tricky.
Well, I guess it's best that you waited until you knew the right order.
Oh, absolutely.
And you've known the order since when?
Since you told me about the fight in the control room. Oh, oops, okay, hey, oh hey, watch it. I still have my screwdriver and your guns don't work in here.
Nothing's wrong with our fists.
And we're really sick of being jerked around by strange beings that appear out of nowhere and tell us we have to save the world.
All was with the violence, the pair of you. Let me explain. You didn't ever find the library, notice that?
There's a library in here too?
Of course there's a library. Not that the ship would let you in there. Couldn't let you find Romana's prized collection of the Winchester Gospels. More than 300 different editions last time I checked. And suddenly I understand her fascination with you a bit better.
Chuck wrote more?
Oh, yes.
And you've read them?
A couple of times. Romana insisted. So, you see, okay, maybe I jerked you around a little. Sorry. But I couldn't pass up the chance to get to meet the Sam and Dean Winchester. See how you measured up to the stories.
And how do we measure up?
Even taller than I expected. But everything in them makes a good deal more sense now.
What the hell did this make sense of? Us having to face down the apocalypse? Why there's a civil fucking war in heaven? Do you have any idea where this whole Eve thing is going?
Yes, everything. It all makes much more sense.
Care to share any of your discoveries with the class, Doctor? Or are you going to pull the 12-dimension card again?
I'm afraid I can't, Dean. And no, this is a 4-dimensional issue. To put it in the simplest terms, spoilers.
What's that supposed to mean?
Means it's not for me to meddle in the affairs of gods and men. Well, not that that's ever stopped me before, but yours would be a particularly bad situation for me to muck about with.
Why the hell not? You're as bad as the angels. Just want to wring a little more pain out of us until we break.
You've no idea the responsibilities I carry, Dean. I'm the one who had to set off the volcano in Pompeii, sacrificing thousands for trillions. And I'm telling you, me intervening in your situation would cause so much more harm than good. I've learned the hard way that sometimes it's a bad idea to play God. I can't expect you to understand. Not yet, anyway. And I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. But you two will have to sort this all out yourselves. Again. Not to mention I only have a window of about 2 minutes to tow this ship someplace safe before she locks back down. I appreciate you tracking her down for me, but now it's time for you to drive off into the sunset, Brothers Winchester. Go. Be fantastic together.
But...
Come on, Dean. I really need to go.
But what if we need to track his lying ass down?
I'm the doctor. Feel free to look me up. Oh, and because I know you lot keep track.
What?
You've finally met an alien. Snap.
Son of a bitch.
Yee!
End.
This was recorded for Pod Together 2011.